Hey everyone, you're listening to ICANN, the International Children's Arts Network. I'm Marty Coldwater, and this is Screenshot, where we feature the best of video game, movie, and television soundtracks. We have music from the Jim Henson movie Labyrinth and from the video game series Zelda coming up just in a bit, but let's begin with a track from the animated movie The Iron Giant. In this movie, a young boy meets and becomes friends with a giant robot that's come from outer space. The giant is friendly and curious about our world, but unfortunately, people are scared of him because of how he looks. The score written for the movie by Michael Kamen is rich and emotional and helps tell the story of this iron giant. Here's the track, No Following. A gorgeous track there, full of emotion and heart, from the movie The Iron Giant, that was No Following. I have to admit, I always get a little teary-eyed when I hear this music. What did you think? I'd love to hear about it. You're listening to Screenshot here on ICANN. I'm Marty Coldwater. Next, we have music from the movie Labyrinth. 16-year-old Sarah is unhappy with her life at home. It's nothing like the fantasy worlds that she reads about in her books. And one night, after being stuck with the job of babysitting her baby brother Toby, she rashly wishes the goblins in her book would take him away. Suddenly, Toby disappears, and the Goblin King Gareth arrives, saying that he'll give her all the dreams of her fantasy world if she lets him have Toby. She refuses, and Gareth gives her 13 hours to solve his labyrinth, or Toby will be turned into a goblin. There's lots of great music in this movie, including the opening, titled Underground. It features the singing of David Bowie, who plays Gareth, the Goblin King, in the movie, and it sets up the movie for the magic and mystery to come. I just love the baritone sound of David Bowie's voice. From the movie Labyrinth, that was the track Underground, which opens the movie. It was written by Bowie with Trevor Jones. You're listening to Screenshot here on ICANN. I'm your host, Marty Coldwater. We're going to end today with an orchestrated version of music from the video game Legend of Zelda, The Ocarina of Time. My favorite in the Zelda series, the Ocarina of Time, mixes all the great adventure of the Zelda series with a great storyline, and you get to play an instrument in the game, which always makes it so much more fun. The music for this game has seen many different orchestrations from its original 64-bit sound. However, I think this version by Eric Buchholz has to be one of the best. Here is his version of the track, Hero of Time. a track for the hero of time himself, Link. That was music from the game Legend of Zelda, The Ocarina of Time. I think I'm ready for an adventure after that music. Thanks for listening to Screenshot here on ICANN, the International Children's Arts Network. I'm Marty Coldwater. If you enjoyed this program, we'd love to hear from you. Email us your messages, requests, or ideas to screenshot@allclassical.org. And until next time, just keep playing.
Gilbert House Children's Museum supports ICANN Radio. With 20 hands-on exhibits located in 5 historic houses of Salem, we provide the opportunity for children to learn through creative play and discovery. For more information, visit acgilbert.org.